Good morning.
Morning.
And welcome. Welcome. Royal Show, National
Radio. What beautiful weather we're having this morning.
We're going to sound through this morning's show.
Yep.
Like we're talking to foreigners.
Because every word that we say has to be thought carefully so as not to include the banned words, which of course are, and...
Actually, I can help you out with that if you really want me to.
Can you?
Yeah. Say that again.
Okay, so we have to be very careful what we say so as not to include in our sentences the word...
Brain!
Or...
Die!
You see?
So we have someone shouting it on tape. As long as we don't say it, it's fine.
But if we do say it...
Brain! Die!
It triggers an alarm.
Rachel can say it, Alan can say it, Dominic and Carrie can say it, Chris Miles and Comedy Dave cannot say the words... Brain! Or... Die!
Look, they're phoning in already.
Why?
Because they're thick. I'm just explaining the rules. This, by the way, isn't me or Dave. Brain! Die! Okay. So if Dave needs to tell a story, and say, later on to... Die! I'm going to be going to, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
We just can't say the words. If we do, alarm goes
you
off.
You can say yester, and I can play the thing, so...
Okay, yester.
Die!
All my troubles seem so far away.
Right, okay. So as long as I hit the right one, if, just try that again.
Otherwise it'd be like, yester.
Brain!
It doesn't work, does it?
That's ridiculous. So when you hear us say either that word or the other word, ring up, you could get some tickets to see that band. Bloody confused, isn't it? But, you know, we're doing it all morning. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio. 6:57. It's going to be a great show.
This morning.
It's going to be a great show this morning.
There you go. And all morning.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's so many things I like about you.
Another dilemma, well, not a dilemma, but problem.
What?
Is, are you going to talk about what happened last night or not?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll find out later if we do. Body Rockers, I Like the Way. I have rules, by the way, for this contest, which we need.
Do we do them now or after?
I'll make a point now. I'm actually not enjoying this already. Because I know I'm going to say it. I like the way you move. During
Brain!
Die! Radio and DJs are banned from saying either the word
Brain!
Or the word
Die!
If they say
Brain!
Or
Die!
Then the phone lines are open immediately and we give away a pair of tickets. This includes words such as to
Die!
And yester
Die!
And fry
Die!
The competition has now begun. It will end with Scott and the Wonder Years at 5:45. Later. The radio and DJs participating are Chris Moyles. Hello. Comedy Dave.
Hiya.
Joe Wiley, Colin Murray, Edith Bowman and Scott Mills. They are banned from saying...
Brain!
Or...
Die!
For the entire duration of the game, even if they appear on someone else's show. Everybody else who appears on the air, Dominic, Carrie, Rachel, Allen, blah, 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 are not participating. News, sport, weather and entertainment bulletins do not count. Guests and phone callers... also don't count.
So if I say Green Day, that's fine.
Yes, that's fine for you to say that.
Brilliant.
Radio One has 20 pairs of tickets to give away. I'm panicking. The logo in our show. Dave and I, as well as Joe Wiley and Colin and Edith and Scott Mills, are allowed to use on tape the following shouty words.
Green!
And
die!
Because that's not us saying it. So we're allowed to use that, that's fine. Because in other words, how the hell would I explain the rules to you? Got that? Oh, the, by the way, in case you are that stupid, the prize is tickets to see
Green
in Milton Keynes. So that's the whole point. I don't know what it's all about. Give me a ticket to see Peter Andre. Right. And that's Dre, by the way. Peter Andre. Mm. Not Peter on.
Die!
Right, so I'm irritated with this already. Right, next, Black Eyed Peas and also Ash.
It's going to be a long show.
It's going to be a very long show. After we get news and sport with Dominic and Carrie, it's 2 minutes past seven.
And the weather, bit of drizzle around this morning in most places. Should brighten up by this afternoon, though. And this is just for Rachel, really, and those craving pollen information. The pollen count is high for all areas of the UK, apart from the north of Scotland, where it's moderate. 6 minutes past seven.
Even my girlfriend turned around and said last night that your weather is rubbish.
Why?
Because you say, whatever you say, you can pretty much predict it'll be the opposite.
But it's hard to get it right all the time. I mean, 99% of the time it's spot on.
But you get it wrong most of the time.
Yeah, you're mixing up spot on for wrong.
A bit of drizzle around this morning in most places. That's true. There's a bit of drizzle around this morning in most places. It should brighten up by this afternoon.
Not outside.
I've not seen any drizzle.
No drizzle outside.
It was drizzling this morning.
What time?
About 5 past 5.
It's 5 past 7 now.
There has been a bit of drizzle around this morning in most places. I should perhaps change it to. I mean, it's hard to get the weather right because everyone moans about it. It doesn't really matter what
you
say.
Just give up and refer everybody to CFAX or something.
Because that's not where we get it from. We get it from special places.
What t-shirt are you wearing this morning?
Oh, that's a U2 t-shirt.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Are you going to see them?
Going to go see them tomorrow night, yeah.
It's a nice colour, that t-shirt, actually. How would you describe
it? I'd call it green.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'd call it brown.
Green one today.
What?
Green one today.
Green! I've got a man saying it. I don't need to say it. Morning, all. It's this word I'm worried about. That's
the great.
Hang on.
Now,
as far as I'm concerned,
I didn't finish
the
word.
The N on the end of it. It's
said
wrong.
Great.
Do you know what though? If you were in your car and going, you're about to go through a tunnel, and you heard you say "great,"
you could check the tape if you want. I said "grey,"
which is French for grey.
Right, okay. I will rewind the tape and find out what you said. I think you never finished it.
I don't think that there was an N on the end of that word.
Hang on.
If there was, I'm going to have to give away some tickets. I'm rubbish at this.
7 minutes past seven.
And I said it in.
Congratulations.
Are you ready? Now, let's please review the tape. Play the tape. It's this word I'm worried about. Die! That's the word.
The great. And again.
It's this word I'm worried about. Die! That's the word.
The great. There's no end there.
See, I've got. I think we're going to have to be picky. That's the thing. Rachel, you're saying no, but I think we had to be picky. He never said it.
We'll let you off once.
No, it's not a let off.
No,
he never said
listen,
it.
Listen, at the end of the day, it's us.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Can I just say, I swear on my life, and we weren't even recording, can I just say, this is not a joke, right? This is very, 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 very hard. We thought this would be very, very, very easy. It's 7:09. I've almost said something once. Dave's almost said something once. Dave has now said a word. He just said the word at the end.
Die!
So 08700 100 100. The next thing I was going to say on my list of things to talk about was people are asking what the number is. Well, I will now tell you because it's time to call. 08700 100 100. What? What are you whispering at me for, you daft cow?
Would you like a caller on now?
No. Well, let's play some. It's 7:09. We haven't played a song so far this morning.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know, Dave. It's a particularly
at the end
day,
of the day.
At the end of the day. 08700 100 100. Today is
Wayne.
You just said it.
You said it.
Oh,
God. You said it.
Just play a record.
I resign. Dom, you're taking over. For the rest of the show, I'm going home. Right. 7:10. 2 pairs to give away already. It'll be all over by 8:00. Ash, Shining Light on Radio 1. I'm really, really, really not enjoying the show this morning. I've got to be completely honest. I feel so uncomfortable, I can't tell you. In the one environment where I'm the most relaxed.
It's hard work because you have to think about every word you say.
I can't keep it up all morning. Oh, hello. But you know what I mean.
Oh, dear. Hello.
Right. Moving on then, shall we? If you just woke up, we are giving away tickets to see a band this weekend. Dave and I, the Radio 1 DJs, are not allowed to say the word brain or the word die, because we're giving away tickets to see
brain
die. And if we say either of those two words, an alarm goes off and we have to give away tickets to see
brain
die. I really hate this now. I thought this was a great idea. I genuinely now hate it. Because we've said the word die twice already. It's only 7:20.
We've got to keep this up all morning.
Another great quote. Right. I'm going to choose a line. Line 7.
Oh, my God. No way.
Way?
Oh, my God.
Who are you?
I can't believe it. That's Steve Gilbert.
Hello, Steve.
Hello. I just can't believe it. People always say this, but I never win anything. I've rang up so many times, and you're always just like, the recorded message comes up saying the lines are too busy, and I can't believe I've got been put through. I'm just like, absolutely, oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Steve.
I am sitting down.
Steve.
Hello.
I'm going to send you a pair of tickets to see...
Brain!
Die!
Oh, my God.
Nice one, mate.
Say again?
Nice one.
Nice one.
Thank you very much. I'm so impressed.
Big fan?
Yes, I am a big fan. I absolutely love him.
Cool, man. Well, I don't... I feel so uncomfortable with this ridiculous game. Honestly, I've got... I really, really mean this... We've said it twice already, and they were two genuine mistakes. And you just know in radio when you do a competition, you don't want to, you don't want to kind of cheat. I like to do it absolutely dead genuine. And so far, we've said it twice, and it's killing me because I sound like I am some kind of weird robot because I'm trying to predict what I'm going to say, which I don't normally do. So anyway, well done.
Thank you very much.
You get tickets to see them.
Oh, my God.
Have a good time.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.
So that was when you said it.
Yep.
I also said it. So, choose a line for me.
I'm going to choose line... 9.
Get in there, Mosey!
Morning.
Morning, how are you?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I want to go home.
Fair play.
So you heard, did you hear me say it?
Yeah, I did, yeah, I heard you say it the first time, yeah. Straight on the ball there, straight in, got the tickets.
Now tell me, you have got tickets, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What's your name?
Simon Argles.
From?
Burgess Hill in West Sussex.
Okay, are you a big fan of the
same
band?
Yeah, all my mates are going and I didn't have a ticket, so that's absolutely brilliant.
Well, you're going as well now, fella.
I am indeed, a bit of jump on the minibus.
Which performance are your mates going to?
They're going to tomorrow evening. Which one am I going to?
I believe it is tomorrow evening.
Hey!
Shut up. Seriously, this is really uncomfortable. And I can't stress enough how genuine it was, because I didn't want to give any away, at least in the first hour. I actually thought it'd be a lot easier than it is. It's really not fun. It's not the colour word, it's the DIE word is the hardest.
Sorry.
Anyway, normally I would kind of get all excited with you, but I can't because I'm worried that I'm going to say something. So you're going, well done, yeah,
that's
whatever.
Right. Thanks a lot, Moldy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The number is 08700 100 100. If Dave or I say either of those words, that's when you call up. Everybody else is allowed to say it. And so I can explain myself, we have your man on tape shouting it. So if I want to say, we're playing this game, all die, then I do it like that, right? And you can tell the difference between, I mean, it's fine for Joe Wiley when she plays it. You're going to know it's not me because it's not me shouting the Cockney accent. The word die, that's on tape.
Fine.
I hate this. I really, really, really feel so uncomfortable. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. 7:24. Mario, and here I go again on Radio 1. Good morning, I'm Chris. Someone texted in saying, you sound like Spoonie.
That was obviously meant as a compliment.
Yeah. No, because Spoonie thinks about what he says, I don't.
He's very precise in that way.
Right, so Mario, and here I go again. I've circled the name of an artist that we'll be playing in the next half hour.
Okay.
Dominic, you're allowed to say both words. You'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, they're not helping, are they?
No.
The music department.
I don't know how you pronounce the first bit. The second bit's day.
Yeah.
Inya day? Inya? Inya?
I don't know.
Inya.
Inya day.
Well, that'll do.
Day.
Yeah, all right.
Listen, I've got a present for you because I know this is hard. So, for a bit of moral...
Yeah.
What have you got?
It's something just to refer to, you know, to look at from time to time. Picture of Simon Day there from Far Show.
Yep. Yeah.
And Sarah?
Sir Robin Day.
Oh, great. That's lovely.
And Darren Day to you.
Yeah, lovely.
And Sarah Green.
Ah, beautiful.
To you there, Dave.
Thanks very much. Have those, of course, the wife of Mike Smith.
Can I just say, Dominic?
Yeah.
If you don't mind, and I need your help on this one.
Yeah.
You've given me a picture of...
Darren Day.
Which is weird, because I didn't think we're not allowed to say the word...
We can't say it. No, that's very true.
Ever.
Oh, stop calling, by the way, because we've had our callers and we haven't said a word again, so stop phoning.
I think we've got the hang of it now.
Do you?
I don't. I am like this. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Etc.
I was really hoping I would have seen somebody. I was really hoping I would have seen somebody yesterday with a surname Day or Green. We could have done Guess Who, and you would have had to say it.
No, we wouldn't.
You would?
We wouldn't, because it's a prohibited word.
Stop phoning, because we haven't said it, so stop calling, and we are being very careful that we won't say the words. Dominic and Carrie can say what they want, so when the news and sport, if it comes up in the news and sport, or a song, or a trail for another show, that's fine. It's only myself, hello, Chris, and comedy... Dave,
morning.
Which is allowed, by the way, because it's D-A-V-E.
The problem that I have is that I'm concentrating so much on saying all the other words that we're not allowed to say on a regular basis that now to throw in two extra ones on top... Don't look at me like that.
I'm looking at you because I wonder if it helps.
No, it doesn't, because it makes me feel even more nervous, as if I just said...
Right. Is this going on all day, literally all day today?
You get...
Yes. It is till 5:45, or till the tickets run out. 20 pairs to give away.
Mm-hmm.
It's now 18 pairs left.
It's a very nice shirt you're wearing, isn't it? It's blue and what's the other one?
White.
And there's another colour.
Mm. Black.
No.
Brown.
It's not like the one.
Yellow.
No.
Looks like green to me.
No,
yeah.
It's green to you.
It's
not that colour.
You think?
It looks like green to me.
I don't believe it is. Sorry. Shush.
False.
Right, coming up, Natasha Bedingfield and the Foo Fighters. I can say that. Natasha Bedingfield and Foo Fighters. It's 7:31.
On 7:35. Okay, Chris says, I'm not talking anymore today, only yes or no responses.
Yes.
Are you going to do that all day?
Yes.
And do you think the listeners will feel cheated that you're doing that?
Yes.
Do you want them to feel cheated?
I don't care.
Dave, what about you? Are you doing yes or no? Or are you gonna speak like a proper person?
I will speak, but in a thoughtful and controlled way.
All day.
All morning.
Oh. Dominic is allowed to say the words, as is Carrie, as is everybody else. The only people not allowed to say the words. Will you explain the rules, please? Because
okay. Right. Green Day.
Dominic can explain the rules. If you've just woken up at 7:35, good morning. We're doing something very special between now and 5:45 this afternoon. Mm. Dominic will give you the rules.
Today is Green Day on Radio 1, which means all DJs up until Scott finishes his show at 5:45 are not allowed to use the words green or day. I can, and Carrie can, and Rachel can, and it's brilliant because we'll say it a lot. But Chris can't say it, and Dave can't say it. And then it follows on to Joe, and then Colin Edith, and then Scott. Good luck, everyone.
What is the number?
0800 100...
Oh, what? 0870.
I'm sorry, 08700 100 100.
However, don't call now because we haven't said it. That's Dave and I haven't said it. Dave.
Haven't said green or day.
And hopefully we won't say either of those words between now and 10 o'clock this morning.
Somebody texted in saying, I sound like a bad Captain Kirk. What we are doing here is... However, if you would like to win the board game Monopoly, we're going to give that away in a bit, do give us a ring. I hate this. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. I love the phone number. That's fine. If you would like to win Monopoly, because all week it's... Money week?
Mm-hmm.
Really find this uncomfortable.
Week is okay.
Week is fine.
Afternoon is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Morning.
Kev, morning. Don't push it.
Getting cocky there, Dave. Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen. I've already had my little slip-ups this morning.
08700 100 100. Would you like to win the board game Monopoly? You would? Great. Call now. 7:37 on Radio 1.
Summer's on the way, the sun is out to play. Unless you are unlucky and your sky is grey today. We're live across the nation, so our weather may not be right. But as long as it's sunny here, we really don't give a monkey's.
Foo Fighters and Best of You on Radio 1. 7:45. 2 minutes away from my favourite time check.
The one that sounds like a plane.
Yeah. 7:43. Oh. Right, we have one more Monopoly board game to give away, which we'll do right now. This is to promote our One Life Week of Money campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
Check the website, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and click on One Life if you want any information about money, helping you with money, how to deal without money, how to deal with money, loans, that kind of thing.
It's all there.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Click on One Life. Morning, Sue Ellen.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, thank you.
Good. Where are you from?
I'm from Bath.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just phoned in to win a Monopoly.
Yeah, good. That's why we've got you on.
Mm.
Thank you very
your
much.
Your timing is brilliant.
However, it doesn't matter. However, you may have noticed that I'm not massively comfortable this morning for the show.
I have noticed.
Yeah, and I sound like some kind of constipated robot.
Well, you said that, not me.
So, we're going to give away this game of Monopoly. And wow. When we started at the beginning of the week, we had five questions.
Yep.
And then it was three questions and two questions. So, all you got to do is answer one question correctly, and I will give you the board game.
Right, okay.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Congratulations. Right. Well done, then. There, you answered that correctly. You've won a game of Monopoly.
Thank you so much.
It features all the radio and DJs. It's the traditional Monopoly board game, but with other places taken out and the DJs and the radio and shows put in instead.
Cool.
So well done.
Thank you ever so much, Chris, and I love Radio 1, so thank you ever so much for this. Oh, I collect Monopoly, so thank you.
Can you just say that again, and we can use it in the advert for the show. Off you go.
What, I love Radio 1, and it's the best show on this earth. Is that right?
The best station. That'd be
good. It's the best station ever, and everyone should listen to Radio 1, Chris Moyle's show in the morning.
Brilliant. The morning.
Lovely, lovely.
Thank you.
In the morning.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
And you.
Bye-bye. Bye. There you go. Brilliant.
You see, right? All this stuff where we're not allowed to say or that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Could be worse because we could be giving away tickets to go and see Yes or the, right? Which would be hard.
Which is highly likely on Radio 1. When was the last time Radio 1 gave away tickets to see the band Yes?
I don't know. Probably in the late 70s.
Yeah, maybe.
During the prog rock era.
What chance of giving away tickets to see Genesis? That would be great.
Yeah, but that's not a word that crops up often in conversation.
Rachel, I just said to Rachel, I'm really not enjoying the show this morning. And she goes, just don't worry about it. Just if you say it, you say it. Don't worry about it. Someone's texted and said, what happens if you give all the tickets away to see the said punk band before Joe Wiley comes on? What happens then? Well, game over.
No tickets to see said band.
And it really is, they are the rules. But Rachel's like, don't worry about it. If you say it, you say it. Don't worry about it. Can you tell everybody who the next artist is that we're playing, please, Rachel?
I think it's Anaya Day.
Thanks very much. That's who?
Anaya Day. But that doesn't count with me saying it.
It's only me and Dave.
Hello.
It's that record that Scott's been liking
a lot. And stop texting in saying that I'm saying it when I say Dave's name. It's Dave, short for David. It's D-A-V-E.
Somebody said on the text...
Everybody's saying it.
They said that actually that my name sounds too much like one of those prohibited words and therefore for the rest of the show, you should call me Jeff.
Great idea, Jeff. It's Chris Moyles and Comedy Jeff on Radio 1 playing the new single from...
Anaya Day.
Oh, Mr. Time Check!
Oh!
It's rubbish. 2 minutes after 7:47. Okay, 3 now because it's 7:50 on Radio 1. Good morning! I like this.
It's camp. But it's sort of good camp, isn't it?
It's a sample of, is it When We Started Something?
No.
No.
No, it's something else. I forget who the artist is, but the track featured on the soundtrack to Beverly Hills Cop. It's time to change.
It's time to change. What's the sample, Rach?
It's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Did he say it is?
No. Well, I know. I know what you mean, but I heard Scott talking about it the other...
Oh, stop sitting again enough.
Afternoon.
Yeah,
I tell you what, I bet she's pleased about the result in the Jackson verdict. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a great record coming out soon. It's a samples of Michael Jackson. You're having a laugh, aren't you, love?
That's probably her with the doves. Hey?
Fly to chart success!
See you in the charts, young doves.
I like that. It's called Nasty Girl. It's out in 3.5 weeks. It'll be the new single from...
Anaya Day. I think that's how you say it. I might have...
Anaya? Yeah, Anaya.
Anaya.
Have we played something by her before?
I don't think so, no.
Anaya. 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 Fine. So last night we did something, and I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it. I may make a phone call later and get somebody on the air with us to talk about it, because we planned to talk about it this morning.
We did.
And during the evening last night, the person who I won't mention goes, don't talk about this tomorrow morning, will you? And I'm like...
But I don't know whether that was just in reference to one particular facet.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, but... I won't mention this particular bit, but I could have mentioned, like, you know,
the rest of it. Whole.
And he just went, kind of shook his head, and I'm like, why? And then that was it.
Okay, well, we better check it. That would be the only polite.
Do you know what we did, Rach?
No.
Okay.
I hate not knowing.
Well... 1, 2, 3, kick. Can I explain it or not?
Dave wouldn't tell me earlier because he said he got to save it for on air.
Well, yeah. But this is the thing, though. This was before I knew that said person perhaps didn't want us to talk about said thing.
Is it really exciting?
It's more surreal than exciting, to be fair.
Will I be jealous?
Yeah. Maybe.
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
It could go either way.
You're a funny one.
Does it involve music? I'm a funny one. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know. It does involve music.
Put it this way, if we gave you 100 guesses to work out what Comedy Jeff and myself were doing last night at 10 o'clock, you would never guess in 100 guesses.
Was it involving music?
Well, there was music involved, but it wasn't about music.
Was it a performance?
There was a performance of sorts going on, but it wasn't about that either.
Were there a lot of people there?
There were a good handful of people there, yes. Mm.
Did it involve a friend of the show?
Yes.
Have I met them?
Yes.
Yeah. Have they been on this show then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Male?
Yes.
From this country?
Yes.
Okay.
Works here? Yes.
Works here.
Yes.
I think we should refer upwards before we go any further.
I mean, beg your pardon?
I think we should check.
Oh, right, works here.
I see.
Okay.
I see what you're saying.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh.
No, I'm just thinking.
You just found some cake? What? Oh. I'll find out. I'll make a phone call and I'll find out.
Let's check
out.
Because we don't want to upset anybody.
No.
I still haven't got a clue, to be honest.
We don't want to upset the radio and DJ in particular that we're trying not to talk about.
Was it Joel?
Huh?
Was it Joel?
No.
Colin?
No. It was just... I'm not saying anymore. It was just 10 o'clock last night. Something... it's just very weird, and I'm kind of making too much of it. I should shut up now and play this. I really like Good Charlotte. I really like this track. Hey, boys and girls, we've got an added bonus Rob DJ pop quiz for this morning.
Today?
Yeah. Is it a pop quiz or is it a pub quiz?
I think it's a pop quiz.
Good. Basically, what the story is, Dave Cass couldn't work the other night. You know the guy who does
plays keyboards.
So Rob DJ filled in and did a pub quiz. And he said, if you want to use it in the morning, you can do that. So we're going to do Rob DJ's bonus pop quiz in the next half hour. So if you want to join in and play with us, 08700 100 100, 08700 100 100, to come on the air and play with us as we play Rob DJ's bonus pop quiz later. Eminem coming up and Stereophonics coming up as well. Let's keep this thing out. Dave and myself, that's only Comedy Dave, D-A-V-E, Jeff.
Hello.
And myself are not allowed to say two words. The two words make up the band that are playing in Milton Keynes this weekend. They're kind of like a punk band. They had hits with Basket Case and
Good Riddance.
Yeah, Time of Your Life, all that. Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to say the two words that make up that band name. If we do, an alarm goes off and you can call in and maybe win a pair of tickets to see them this weekend. Let's get news to sport with Dominic and Carrie at 8 o'clock.
It's now 4 minutes past 8.
Morning all. The phone number is this, 08700 100 100, 08700 100 100. If you want to be on Rob DJ's bonus pop quiz, you call that number. You do not call the number if you go, oh, you just said one of the words, you just said one of the words, you just said one of the words. Because I didn't. Listen. Hey, boys and girls, we've got an added bonus Rob DJ pop quiz for this morning.
Today?
Yeah. That was you, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Not us.
Not me. Swivel.
Not me. Swivel.
Dominic. Dominic is allowed to say the word. Carrie's allowed to say the words, as is Rachel and Allard. There's only Comedy Jeff and myself. This is Comedy Jeff, by the way.
Hello.
We've changed his name for the morning.
I like Comedy Jeff.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm.
So there you go, stop being smart. Only call if you want to play Rob DJ's bonus pop quiz. Let's do some pop quiz questions and don't try and set us up. Right? Who had a hit with Wide Boy, Carrie?
Wide boy.
Yeah. Dominic?
I think, well, I want to say Nick Kershaw.
Correct.
Ah, mm. Oh, the favourite, of course.
Who, Gary, had a hit with The Word Girl? 1985.
I know that too.
Scooty Pelletti. Excuse me.
The Word Girl.
Scooty Pelletti. Oh, dear.
What? Scritti Politti.
Yeah.
Is the right answer.
Yeah.
And for a bonus.
No, are you going to do that?
For a bonus, Dominic, what was the name of the lead singer?
I can see him now.
I'd tell you his surname. Gartside.
Gartside.
Ah, Mr. Gartside from Scritti Politti, whose first name.
Not Phil, because he's the Bolton chairman.
Yeah. Steve Gartside.
No.
It was a colour.
A colour? What colour could it be?
Would it now?
Yeah.
It'd be all right for me to say green.
Yes.
You can say it, but we can't.
His name was that colour, Gartside.
There you go. So I don't know if... I'm going to see the questions, obviously, for the quiz. Rob DJ's music knowledge is quite anoraki, so this could either be an easy quiz or this could be rock hard. I can't wait.
I love quizzes.
Me too.
Are you two more comfortable yet?
No, not at all.
Really?
No. I'm relaxing.
I am relaxed.
More.
Yes. Ask me to read out the web address for the money campaign. Not a problem.
Okay, can you read that out for us, please?
Yes, I can. Mm. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click on One Life. See, those things. Yes.
Or you could say something like, call now 08700 100 100 for Rob DJ's bonus quiz.
Easy. Nice. Yeah, it's fine.
That's the phone number.
They're all easy.
So as long as you're giving out information.
For the nation.
Then you're fine.
Yeah. Okay, was it yesterday? Yeah, balls!
Rubbish.
I'm really, 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 really sorry.
Rubbish.
I can't believe that I said it after I've just said how I'm not saying it. Well, good luck getting through. Anyway.
Previously.
On a show. I was talking about our new summer jingles.
Yeah.
And I told you that we had one and I just wasn't sure about the lyrics of it.
Yeah.
Do you remember which one?
Yeah, I remember that one.
I've got another one to run past you, if that's all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Basically, summer is coming and so we've got jingles, you know, saying how summery it is, but yeah. I just don't think all of them really cut through. So. Please, Dominic and Kerry, I want your honest opinion.
Okay.
On this fella.
Going on a summer holiday, and there'll be no more working for a week or two. Lots of fun and laughter on our summer holiday, but we're not going to Mykonos because it's a long, long way.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Need some work.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio.
Stereophonics Superman. 8:17 in the morning on Radio 1. Hi, I'm Chris. This is my friend Comedy Jeff.
Morning.
We're here till 10 o'clock.
This morning.
On Radio 1. www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
You suit Jeff, Dave.
Do I?
Yeah.
Now, would I be a Jeff with a J or a Jeff with a G-E-O?
You'd be get o.
Yeah.
F-F.
Would I?
No. D-off. No, you'd be J-E-F-F.
Yeah?
Yeah. I say so.
Jeffy Vitti.
Congratulations to Lucy Sedgwick. You have got a pair of tickets for the weekend to see the band that do Basket Case. So well done. Favourite tracks? Who wrote that? Jocelyn?
Jocelyn.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Do you want me to read it out?
Yes. Favourite track is...
I can't see, I haven't got my glasses on.
Oh,
holiday!
Yes.
Do not call in, it doesn't apply to me.
The reason that we, they get the tickets is because people were already phoning up to play Rob DJ's bonus pop quiz. What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm just sensing you're nervous, that's all.
Yes.
And it's quite interesting.
It's difficult, this.
It is.
Dominic.
Move on.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz.
Bonus.
Only on Radio 1.
Bonus pop quiz today.
Harry.
Please welcome your hostess for the mostess, Rachel Jones.
Good morning. I was chatting then because Carrie had turned her paper over and she said to do so. You may be disqualified. Carrie.
Yes, yes. Disqualify her.
Text off as well, please, Chris.
Text is off. Text is off. Don't worry. I'm not a cheater. I'm okay. A tiger.
Playing for the boys is Jake from Kemp in Norfolk and playing for the girls, Laura from Bournemouth. So you may turn over your papers now.
Morning, Jake. Morning, Laura.
I've collected a selection of questions. So anyway, I'll shut up and get on with it. Question number one:
Great.
Which Beatle appears in the top right-hand corner on the Let It Be album? Which Beatle appears in the top right-hand corner on the Let It Be album?
Do me a favour.
Got a choice of four.
Really?
Dom has his hands.
Because I've got the album and I'm trying to visualise it.
It's one of four, isn't it?
Do you want that one again?
No.
Okay.
Yes, go on.
Which Beatle appears in the top right-hand corner on the Let It Be album?
Yeah, but if any of the two callers are at home in front of their CDs and they have the CD...
Hmm.
Well, that'd be cheating, but, you know, they'll have it on their conscience for the rest of the day. Right, question number two.
Mm-hmm.
As Chris is slowly dying in the corner, which group have the best-selling album in the UK this week?
Easy.
That's which group have the best-selling album in the UK this week? I actually want the name of the band and the title of the album.
No, that's not
the question. Doesn't say that.
Yeah, but you have to put...
No,
what?
You don't.
All right, then, we'll just have the group, then.
I've put both, miss.
I put both. That's fine.
Oh, well, I'll put both, then, in case it comes down to it.
I put both,
you don't need it, because it doesn't say it in the question.
All right, then, number three. Eminem used a sample for his 2004 Toy Soldiers hit, but who had the original in 1989?
Easy. Carrie, do you know?
Yep, got it. So that is Eminem used a sample for his 2004 Toy Soldiers hit, but who had the original in 1989?
Dom's struggling with this one.
I am.
The Bell Stars, the Bell Stars, the Bell Stars.
That was Sign of the Times. 369 degrees, Drank
Wine. Brother Beyond, Brother Beyond, Brother
Beyond.
Pross. Why are they all bees? I don't
know. Right, question.
Baltimore. I can't remember.
Question number four. Which female artist was born Annie Mae Bullock on the 26th of November 1939. I'll read that one again. Which female artist was born Annie Mae Bullock on the 26th of November 1939?
Which female artists?
Huh? It's artist. Rob's put a typing error there.
Oh, God. I can't think.
You'll kick yourself when I tell you the answer. Do you want that one again? Which female artist was born Annie Mae Bullock on the 26th of November 1939?
So 39, 49, 59, 69, 1369.
She's getting on a bit.
Can I just say, people are still calling.
Because you said the word and the thickos don't know the rules.
Right, question number
five. Can I have a clue?
No.
Does anybody else need one?
No.
Oh, do me a favour.
You either know it or you don't know it.
I don't know it.
Well, you don't get any points then.
Just keep thinking. Question number five. How many UK number one singles has Bob Marley and the Wailers had to date? How many UK number one singles have Bob Marley and the Wailers had to date? Shut up, you sound like my mum, Dave.
Hey, bad grammar isn't
morning,
cool.
Morning, mum. that's what my mum says too.
Any chance of a clue for number three?
No.
The Toy Soldiers.
No.
I'll swap you a clue for number four.
Will you?
Yeah.
What's the point in that?
Yeah.
Well, then
Right, give me a clue for mine, and I'll give you a clue for yours.
No trading.
You give me a clue first, and I'll give you a clue back.
Oh, come on, we're not being childish. Come on.
No, come on then.
No, fair enough. All right. You go first.
All right, then. You ready? So you're going to give us a clue, then I'll give you a clue.
No, don't do
back.
It, Dominic.
You give me a clue for the one for four.
Okay.
Okay.
She's a woman. Then now you give me a clue for the other one.
Okay. It's a person.
Brilliant.
Right. Well
That's
done.
It.
Answers coming up shortly. Josh Stone will be on our show in a couple of weeks' time. In fact, is it next week?
No.
Is it the week
it's
after?
The week afterwards, between Brilliant. Glastonbury and Live 8.
You just crashed a vocal there, Rachel.
Sorry.
Joss Stone. Sorry, I'll do it the other way around. Don't you want to ride, Joss Stone? Mm. Dominic?
What?
Do you like that track?
I like that track a lot.
Don't you want to ride, Joss Stone?
Great song. Don't you want
to ride, baby, baby? Carrie, don't you want to ride, Joss Stone?
It's a lovely song, that. Yeah. Really enjoying it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll say it. Yeah, I will.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pop Quiz.
Bonus.
Only on Radio 1.
Bonus pop quiz. Playing for the boys this morning is Jake from Norfolk. Hello, Jake.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
All right.
Good.
Uncomfortable, but all right.
You sound seriously nervous, mate.
I'm not nervous. I'll tell you what it is if I just went, oh, stuff it, I don't care.
Yeah.
By 10 o'clock, all the tickets could have gone. Which means then, for the rest of the broadcast experience, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Between 10 a.m. and 5:45, they won't have any tickets, so that is a bit boring for everybody else.
Well, listen, your listeners are most important, mate. Look after them.
Oh, this is true.
Start mentioning various days of the week.
So you can say it as many times as you want, but we
can. Can I?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, to be honest, I mean, you're going to be absolutely shattered by the time you finish. You're going to be so tired, you're just going to go out of the studio and just say, Green Day, Green Day, Green Day.
No, what I'm going to do, I'm going to walk out of the studio, walk into Joe Wiley's studio and keep saying it. Let her swear. Anyway, good luck. How many do you think you've got out of five?
Oh, Christ, I reckon about one.
Okay, good lad. For the girls, it's Laura. Morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you? No, don't. I'm really scared. I'm going to make all the girls sound really stupid.
No, don't be scared. Oh, where are you from?
Bournemouth.
Never mind. All right. How well do you think you've done out of five?
Probably about one as well.
Great. Let's find out. Here's Rachel with the answers.
Hello. Right. Hello. Question number one.
Hello.
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 My voice is really low today because I've got sore throat.
Because you're a man.
Mm. No, I'm not a man.
Secretly a man.
That'd be horrible.
Tell me you were born Ryan.
Shut up. Right. Question number one. Which Beatle appears in the top right-hand corner on the Let It Be album? Chris.
George.
Jake.
I'll give Ringo Starr.
Laura.
Ride Ringo as well.
Dom.
I'd George Harrison.
Carrie.
I'd Ringo.
Dave.
A guess at George Harrison.
All wrong. The correct answer was Paul McCartney.
Oh, I nearly put that as well. That was the first answer.
Yeah. Rubbish.
I thought they were in the middle, him and John Lennon.
Right, question number two. Which group have the best-selling album in the UK this week? Jake.
To save a bit of time, did anybody not put Coldplay?
No.
Fine.
No.
Question number three, we all get a point.
Right, Eminem used a sample for his 2004 Toy Soldiers hit, but who had the original in 1989? Dom?
I don't know.
Carrie?
Martika.
Dave?
Martika.
Did anybody else put anything differently?
Yes.
No.
Jake and Laura.
I had no idea. Sorry,
what'd you
guys.
Put?
I put a question, big fat question mark.
Right. Laura?
Yeah, I have no idea either. I have the album, which is more depressing.
Martika!
Correct. Right, question number four. Which female artist was born Annie Mae Bullock on the 26th of November 1939? Jake.
Nancy Sinatra.
Laura.
I had Vera Lynn.
Dave.
Tina Turner.
Carrie.
I put Dolly Parton.
Dom.
Tina Turner.
Didn't you say to me it was so easy? Was that the one that you went, oh, it's really easy?
No.
Okay. I put Tina Turner. After coming very close to Marilyn Monroe, I ended up with Tina Turner.
The correct answer was Tina Turner.
Get it!
And question number five, how many UK number one singles have Bob Marley and the Wailers had to date? Jake?
We have seven.
Laura?
Two.
Chris?
One.
Dom?
One.
Carrie?
Three.
Dave?
None.
Yes, the correct answer was none.
No!
How did you get that, Dave?
Pardon?
How did you get that?
Because I thought it was a trick question.
Like the antelope and the teeth or something.
Anyone get five?
I got... Oh, God.
No, that's enough. Anybody get four?
Hello.
Dave?
No.
Three?
Yay!
Two?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh.
Both Jake and Laura only got one each.
No,
genius.
I got zero. No, I got one.
No, you got one. You got Coldplay, man.
Good stuff.
Yeah, but it's about the taking part, not the winning.
No, it's not.
It's about winning, Rachel. And the winner is me.
Laura, have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
And you, Jake.
Thank you very much. Take care yourself.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Such a swap, Dave.
I love the word weekend.
I can't wait for the weekend to begin.
Great.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, both of them.
Both of those what?
Times.
Mm-hmm.
Weekend parts.
Mm-hmm. I think you're doing very well.
Segments of the weekend.
What's up?
You're saying that hoping that we will slip
I'm
up.
I'm not, I'm just saying...
And we're not, because a weekend is made up of two parts.
All I will say next is the time.
I think you're doing really well, seriously. Well done. Shaking Steven, something door. Anyone? What is it, Carrie?
Heavy door.
Behind the
don't
green...
Know, don't know. I think
green...
The colour of an apple, I think.
Red. Red apple.
No, no, the other ones.
La, 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 la. You're not funny, you're not
la, 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 la. It's 8:32.
It's 8:35.
You shut up.
You shut.
You shut up.
You shut.
You shut up.
You shut.
Dominic.
Yes.
You shut up. So, I think Joe Wiley should start early this morning, maybe 9-ish, you know?
I'd be up for that.
Mm.
Dominic?
I don't know, I'm quite happy, really.
I don't know. But most of all...
we should do that, I think it's a great idea.
Explain what that is.
What song is that for? I've only got the thing in my head.
Body Rockers.
Yeah. But
I like
most
the way
of all... I like the way you move.
Explain it to people listening.
Well, no, that's it, really. I just thought, it. You know, when it leads up to it and it takes forever to get into it, and the bit where it's just where it goes, but most of all, you want to do it in the voice along the lines of, but most of all.
But
and
it works.
It's brilliant.
It works with lots of other songs.
It sounds great.
What songs are we playing? Okay. Crazy Chick, Charlotte Church.
Yeah, that'll probably work with that.
An Honest Mistake by The Bravery.
We playing any Green Day?
Later, maybe. Why are people phoning up, by the way?
Because they stupidly think that we may have said one of the two prohibited words in the last link.
It's always when Dominic says it. People think it's me or you.
It is Green Day Day today.
Carrie can say it. Alan, why are you shaking your head? They think I said it before the start of the pop quiz. Yeah. But it wasn't. I didn't say fine. The best is when people are texting in lying in the hope that we might go, oh, did we? Here's some tickets. The best one was Dave described his jumper as being the colour we're not allowed to say. Dave's not wearing a jumper.
Exactly. Dominic,
what's
however, is wearing a T-shirt, which if I was to describe the colour, I'd say it was a sort of yellowy blue.
I would say, if I was in France, vet.
If you were to if you were to fuse the colours yellow and blue, that would be the colour of your shirt.
Which makes green, of course, Dave.
Ahoy, ho, vet. Some French fan will now ring up going, you just said it. Now give me my tickets, you fat pig. That's how they all speak in France.
Bonjour to you.
Loving your garlic. It's 8:38.
We're live across the UK to Portugal and Spain. The signal goes around the world and then goes round again. To Ireland, France, Australia, and even to the States. So every morning all of us are international mates. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio.
Coldplay, off of the new album.
What are you doing?
Making a phone call.
Why?
Hello?
Perks, you are absolutely correct.
See? There you go.
You have a pair of tickets to go and see Yellow Morning. Congratulations!
Sweet, nice one, love.
No worries. You were right. We checked the tape, and you were one of the first people to text in. We chose you at random. You've got them. You're going to see Yellow Morning. Have fun.
Okay.
Have fun.
I will do.
Where are you from?
I'll just whistle.
Very nice, Blackburn.
Yeah.
How old are you?
21.
What do you do?
Wagon driver.
Big, massive fan of Yellow Morning?
Not at all.
Great. Have a good time. Bye-bye.
See you in a bit.
Take the tickets back. You're rubbish at this game. That's in the score.
Technically, I did actually say Yellow Morning. Go and search the web. Find if there is a band called Yellow Morning. He's going to see him.
How many have you done now? Have you done three?
I think he is, though.
That's four in total. Four pairs of tickets in total.
Yeah, I have screwed up three times.
To my one.
To your one.
Painful.
Yeah, but we've only got an hour and 12 minutes to go. I think you've done very well.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't want to speak. I'm scared to speak.
But you are doing okay.
I am not. I sound like a robot.
We sound stilted.
You don't. You've been okay. Just relax and you won't say the words.
It's difficult, though, because as soon as you relax, you could quite naturally slip into it.
Here is my dilemma. I don't want to give all the tickets away because I want Colin and Edith to play the game, yeah. And I really want to hear Scott Mills play the game because you know how competitive Colin Murray is. And his reaction will be exactly the same as mine. If he accidentally slips up and says it, he'll kick himself. He'll be furious.
And we want the feature to last the whole afternoon.
And likewise, because when you say it and you don't realise you've said it, you're like, ah! I think it might make Joe Wiley swear.
I think Joe's going to have the easiest job out of everybody because she's on her own.
Let's see, well, I'm not sure.
But then she has got Briggy coming in.
You know what she's like.
And Briggy is allowed. Briggy is allowed to say the words.
Oh, she is, yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. Alan, you're allowed to say, can you explain, for those people who don't know, can you explain, actually, what the hell we're talking about?
Okay. Today is Green Day, which means that Chris and Dave and all the Radio 1 DJs cannot say the words green or day at all today. If they do say it, then a plunger is pressed, alarm goes off, and you can call in to win some tickets to see them perform this weekend.
Who?
Green Day.
In Milton Keynes.
In Milton Keynes. Good luck, guys.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Jeff.
Hello.
AKA, you can say it.
What?
You say his name.
Dave.
What? Yeah. I can say Dave, but every time I say Comedy Dave, people think I'm saying the other
word. Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
So we're calling him Comedy Jeff.
Fine.
So Chris Moyles, Comedy Jeff, Joe Wiley, Colin Murray, Edith Bowman, Scott Mills. We are the DJs taking part in
Green Day.
Thank you, Alan.
Well, it's a nice thing to say, isn't
that's
it?
That's how Radio 1 sounds for the course of the morning and indeed the afternoon.
Lunchtime.
Lunchtime, which of course is right in the middle of the morning and afternoon time.
In the middle of what, Dave?
The morning and afternoon time.
Day.
Look, people Green are calling now because you've said it.
We haven't said anything.
Alan is saying it. Alan is allowed to say it!
Say it.
I'm going home. Blue Cantrell, Sean DePaul. It's because he says Sean DePaul, doesn't he? Sean DePaul and Blue Cantrell.
Sean DePaul and Blue Cantrell.
Paul. It's Paul. Sean DePaul.
Thank you, Sean. You've got the album at home, haven't you?
Sean Paul's album. I don't know why.
You're into your Sean Paul flavours.
I hate that kind of music. I've got to be honest. But do you know what? I quite like the album. I went out one day and I just went a bit mad and I bought like 12 albums or something.
But out of all of them, though, I thought that was quite an astonishing purchase on your behalf.
If I do a voiceover, which is bloody rare these times,
mm-hmm.
I go down, it's generally record these in Soho, and then you walk up the road, it's Oxford Street with all the big record shops,
yeah.
So you just walk in and go, right, you know what, I'm going to get myself, I'm going to buy whatever I want.
You treat yourself to your fee for...
So, short... Son of Paul and Blue Cantrell. Son of Paul and Blue Cantrell. Anyway, there you go. Rachel, I'm scared to speak. You can interview me for a bit if you want.
How are you today, Chris?
Fine, thank you.
Okay. What's happened... I can't do it! What? What happens if you mix blue and yellow together?
I don't know.
What colour would you get?
Yeah, but I actually don't know.
Do you not?
No. Well, I can work it out, but what? I don't know.
Oh, I'll tell you what I wanted to talk about.
Do I look like I paint in my spare time?
You know what we're going to be... doing this time next week.
What?
About to do Glastonbury.
What?
probably haven't got enough time to talk about it.
Love, peace,
you had any
and
more
justice.
Thoughts about it?
Yeah. Well, I know
you are going. Now.
I know that it takes place in a brown field.
It's not a brown field.
And there's some love stones or something.
Stone Circle. Oh, while we're talking about it, you've got to listen to JK and Joel on Sunday because they have got tickets and we'll be able to tell you how to win them.
Surely that's not the only reason to listen.
Ow! But it's a big reason to listen. Mm. That and to find out what the number one is.
Absolutely.
Check the start of the link.
Oh, you haven't said it again, have you?
I don't know.
Oh, they were phoning him before.
Many people just said that I said it.
What did he say?
Well, we don't know.
What did he say?
I'm going to go to the first text. Okay. Oh, tedious. I will work it out during tedious.
Then we'll come back to you.
Right.
Whether he did or whether he didn't.
Yeah. I think I said, one, I went out and bought about 12 albums.
Oh, did you?
May have done. I hate the show. Right, tedious link, can you get to from Yes to Blur the Universal?
Damon Albarn has another musical project in the form of The Gorillaz. Gorillaz in the Mist is a famous film starring Sigourney Weaver. Sigourney Weaver shares the same surname as Nicky Weaver, who plays for Man City, whose famous fans include former Radio 1 favourites Mark and Lard. Lard rhymes with Chard, which is a town in Somerset. Somerset shares many of the same letters as Marmoset, which is a type of small, hairy monkey found in Brazil. Brazil is the birthplace of goofy footballing genius Ronaldo. Ronaldo plays for Real Madrid, as does Michael Owen. Michael Owen shares the same surname as Sid Owen, who is most famous for playing Ricky Butcher. A butcher is someone who specialises in selling meat. Meat is an anagram of team, which is a word associated with sports. Sports was the title of an album by Huey Lewis and the News. Huey Lewis contributed much of the soundtrack to Back to the Future, starring Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox is Canadian, a bit like Avril Lavigne, and Avril Lavigne made up part of the all-star bill at last year's One Big Weekend in Derry, along with Keen, Franz Ferdinand, Khalees, Ash, and of course Faithless, who also came to my birth party, which they thought was great, which links us to this morning's tedious link treat. It is Faithless and We Come One.
Lovely. Pips. I hate Piers Bradford and I hate Will Kinder.
Mm. They are the two architects
I thought you were going to say something else then.
No, they're both the architects of this morning and this afternoon's feature, yeah. Which involves us not being able to say certain words relating to an American band.
Faithless, We Come One. Was it seamless?
Yes.
Ah, really?
I believe so.
Okay, shall I play it?
I haven't unfortunately got the tedious yet. It's still going in.
Okay.
But I heard it, and Dave said, which links us to this morning's tedious link. It is not today's.
Ah, so am I clear?
Alan is allowed to say it, by the way. Alan is allowed to say it.
Because there are many, many people on the text suggesting that I may have said one of the prohibited words.
Unless it's another
during
place.
The link.
I'll go back and listen.
Okay, all right, good. I hate this feature. It's hard time to show. It's a bit where Dave will now say,
let's get ready to rumble.
Okay, I slipped up. I will choose line 3.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Yes, it is your God. Hi.
Hello? Oh, my... Don't tell me that. Oh, my God.
What's your name?
It's Donna. Have I won?
Donna what?
O'Rourke.
Where are you from?
Scotland.
Are you a big fan of a certain band?
Immense. Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen them live before?
Yeah.
They're great, aren't they?
couldn't get standing tickets, so I was seated, and it was kind of a big distance away.
Donna?
Uh-huh?
You got yourself a pair of tickets.
Oh, my God!
Yes!
Oh, my God, you're kidding me?
Nope.
Donna, this weekend, oh Milton Keynes, you're going!
Oh, my, I'm going to cry.
That's great, that's fine.
Oh, my God. Right, I need camera stuff. Oh, my God.
And who was the offender of said word?
It was you.
Yeah, it was me.
I know. Well, so, it doesn't matter.
So, well, it's good for you.
I know it is.
Donna, have a great time.
Oh, my God. Right, thank you. I love you so much. Radio 1 is amazing.
That'll sound great on the trail.
How cute does she sound?
It's so good.
I'm looking at Rachel when I said that. I don't know why. Mm. Sorry, Rachel.
I feel quite tearful. I always get quite emotional when
people win. I love
win.
Rachel, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Donna, what's wrong with you, woman?
She's amazing.
She's not amazing.
She is.
She's all right. You're not amazing.
Aren't these too horrible to me?
I know. You always take the mickey out of you. It's for no good reason.
Don't worry.
Hey, listen, I can take these tickets back.
No, don't she's having them.
All right, have a great time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to me, Alan.
Can't find it. No, I've listened to it. I've even put it in there if you want to hear it again. I've listened to it. It's fine.
So it was just me.
So I said at the end, I said
this morning's
treat. Obviously yeah. Not to...
Not today. Mm.
And also, the people that think that I may have said... Well, you say it.
Okay.
You may have said the word...
You definitely did not say the word birthday.
Because
you said
I said birth party.
Party,
so there was no...
There was no birth, day in birth party. I can say it. Do not call in.
What's worrying is when Dominic has said one of the words, people think it's me or Dave. Really worrying is when you said one of the words, people think it's Dave.
Good net.
Yeah.
That's funny, that.
Yeah. Hello. It's Comedy Jeff here, isn't it?
You were about to do it then, weren't you?
No, I'm getting out of this. I don't like it anymore. Rachel.
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100. Thank you.
And only for car park catchphrase. I used to really like them. Now I really hate them. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West. I don't know.
Can you dig it?
Do you like it?
What?
Do you like that?
I don't know.
It'll grow on you.
Do you know what? It's really grown on me. Massively.
Tell everybody when it's out, please, Rachel.
It is out on the 4th of July, a fortnight Monday.
Rachel is allowed. Will Kinder, hi.
Morning.
Why do I hate you?
Because it's my game. Mm. Well, it's our game. I'll take joint responsibility with me, Piers and Chris.
Hello, what?
It's been a while. No, me, Chris and Piers came up with this in the pub.
We decided that you're a bunch of architects.
Also, I can't say why you've popped in to the show, but you can.
Okay. Why can't you?
Because the word's day.
Oh, okay.
I can say it.
Right, it is my last day on the Chris Moyles show for a while.
It's your last shift, we could say.
Yeah,
last shift
with us.
It is.
Oh, well. So...
It's a sad shift for one and all, actually.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not funny. I can't wait. For 10 o'clock. It's painful.
I missed the last 25 minutes. Have you given any away in the last 25 minutes?
Yes.
Another pair. How many is that now?
Six pairs.
Well, Jocelyn knows.
It will never reach Scott Mills.
But as somebody quite rightly pointed out just before on the text messages, they said that Colin is going to have difficulty because, of course, he says the phrase happy about every 30 seconds.
Happy days. Right.
That was Will saying that, not me.
Not me.
It was me.
Anyway.
They're still phoning.
Calm down, texters.
Stop calling.
Anyway, have a nice time, Will.
Thank you.
On
your last shift.
Your last shift.
Are we going for breakfast?
Lunch.
Oh, it's lunch?
No, it's breakfast.
Oh, it's breakfast. Is it brunch?
It's breakfast.
It's breakfast? When did that happen?
Because we all wanted to be there, but lots of... I'm trying to be careful what I'm saying now. I don't need to. Lots of members of the team need to be
other places later on, which we can't get out of, and we all want to be there, so it's going to have to be breakfast after the show.
Mm. Anyway, we'll all be hungry by then.
I need a pint by then.
Brunch it is.
Well, I'm sure Will will do lunch as well.
Yeah. I'll just go the whole day. All I've got to do is clear my desk.
The whole what? Will can say it. Will can say it.
Day. Do you like my subtle posters, by the way?
What?
Do you like my subtle Derren Brown-style posters?
They really, really don't help. Explain to everybody what you have done.
Basically, from the route right from the front door of Radio 1, all the way through the office, down the stairs, through the basement, into the studios, around all the studios, I put large green and day posters. There's It's Green Day posters, there's Don't Say Green, Don't Say Day posters, everywhere.
And of course the colouring of the letters is green, that yellowy blue colour.
Green.
It really, really doesn't help. Anyway, Alan.
Hello.
I won't ask you many questions.
Okay.
So just explain, and I will chip in when needed.
Fine. Tonight is another Big Brother eviction.
Ooh.
It's between Sam, Derek, and Roberto.
No, it's not. It's between Roberto and Sam, isn't it?
Well.
Really?
Well, surprisingly, because I thought it was Sam and Roberto.
Well. Wow.
Dermot was convinced it would go one way or the other. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say which way he thinks it'll go. But Derek is second favourite to leave. Roberto is the favourite to stay, which means it's going to be Sam or Derek. And it can't be Derek. Please don't let it be Derek.
No.
Did you see last night's programme?
No.
There was that show has had so many disturbing images. I've never seen so many disturbing images in one Big Brother programme.
Why?
Roberto and Kamal flirting together. Oh my god, that was terrible. It was just embarrassing. And then Mikosi and Sam having a full-on snog.
And
Anthony having a full-on snog. It was, and then, oh, the worst thing was Sam did a lap dance for Anthony, and he didn't want it, and she was terrible, and it was cringeworthy. Cringeworthy. So Sam to go tonight.
I don't like the snogging on the show because they turn the mics up.
Yeah.
And it's gross. Oh. That's gross.
Who is that?
Like somebody eating bald sweets.
Was that Maxwell and Saskia?
Somebody chewing a soft egg.
Because I don't think Saskia really wanted it, to be honest with you.
That's Maxwell and
Saskia. Yeah, because Maxwell was kissing, and you can hear her talking, so I don't know what her mouth's doing, but he's doing all the kissing.
Well, hello.
Anyway, so Sam out tonight, so I need some help on this, because I don't really dislike Sam, to be honest with you.
I don't think she should go tonight.
So I
think visually the programme would be a lot worse.
Yeah, and also it's because we are guys, so we don't hate her, like all the girls do out there.
Yeah, girls really don't like Sam.
That's only because they're jealous, because she's good-looking.
I wouldn't have said that. I think it's because...
Rachel says that's not true.
It is true.
What?
Girl...
Why do you not like Sam? Why do girls not like Sam?
I haven't really seen it, so I don't dislike her or like her.
Oh, okay, fine.
Girls don't like good-looking girls because they feel threatened.
That's not true!
It is true.
All women are the same.
It's such a load of rubbish.
I walked up and down this building and girls come up to me saying, I hate that Sam. What a cow.
She is pretty, but I'm not jealous of her.
If you're, honestly, right, we've experimented with this before, is that if you're somewhere, right, in a pub or whatever, and some gorgeous-looking girl comes in, and whoever the girls are with you, they'll kind of look at it and go, ugh.
No, that is somebody being shallow, and shallow is not a nice quality.
Well,
thank
welcome
you
to the country, because everyone wants Sam out. So that's what's going to happen tonight. So last week we talked about Dave fancies you. Yeah?
No.
Well, you know, obviously you
but you do.
But you do fancy her.
I think she's the best looking person in the house.
Would you?
Would I what? I'd vote to keep her in, yes. Right.
Would you? Chris?
No.
Right. Neither would I. So...
Right, next question. Has she ever been to Kidderminster?
Okay. Have you ever been to Kidderminster? What was snogging Mikosi like? Although I'm sure the tabloids will get there first.
Would she snog me because I'm famous?
Would you snog... Oh, okay.
What?
Would you snog me?
Who? You.
Alice.
But yeah, okay, then... But she said yes right now.
I'd go tough.
Well, I don't think you would go tough.
I would. I'd say tough. You have boobs.
Oh, you'd say tough. Okay, sorry.
Anything else?
I can't concentrate.
I'm sorry, I can tell you're very distracted by the green and the day.
What else are you doing this weekend?
I am also going to be going to the War of the Worlds premiere.
No!
In Leicester Square.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
No!
On Sunday.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
Only 35 minutes left. No!
And I'm hoping...
I can't wait! I can't wait to see this film.
It's going to be
I've
brilliant.
I've been watching the trailers on the official website for months.
I'm working on a screening for all of us so we can see the film.
But I can't wait to see the film. Now, is it a remake of the original movie, or is it a kind of loosely based on the original movie so they can go anywhere they want with it?
I'll let you know on Monday.
Right, okay, fine.
And I'm hoping to be meeting Tom Cruise.
Surely, they drew their plans against us.
Which means nothing to you, does it, Alex?
Does mean nothing.
Right, fine.
So, but Tom Cruise, Tom,
yes,
Tom,
yes, Tom,
and all that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Down Cruise. On the red carpet.
Down on the red carpet.
You're doing a bit of Tom Cruise this weekend.
Doing a bit of Tom.
Yeah.
And there'll be a lot of fighting to mean all of the stations to get the best position, and you know all that kind of stuff.
Mm. Do you want to ask nice questions or do you want to ask naughty, cheeky questions?
I think maybe a slight mixture of the two because I have
one and one only naughty cheeky question. It will end the interview immediately.
Oh.
But it's up to you.
I'll leave that to last.
Okay.
Is it okay legally?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Tom, I have a present for you. Here's some Clearasil for your lass's spotty face. Now.
No.
Nasty.
Don't.
What?
That is awful.
Why?
You can't say that.
Why?
She's pretty.
She is pretty, but she's got really bad spots.
Maybe he's not shallow.
Chris.
Alan, how old is he?
40.
Right, how old is Kelly, his missus?
23.
There you go. And you're telling me he's not vain? Do me a favour. He's not stupid, maybe.
This interview, I want this interview to go well. So, Tom Cruise, we love you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Tom Cruise, we love you. Tom Cruise, we do. Though you're only 4'3", we still love you.
Be careful, he's the most litigious man in Hollywood.
I think you should take a megaphone. Take Laura's megaphone from Scott Show and sing that.
Tom Cruise, we love you. Tom Cruise, we do.
Well, I'm hoping he'll be stood right
though
in front of me.
Though you always look far away, even if you stood in front of me.
But we do love you, so, you know, looking forward to it on Sunday. It'll be good.
Go to BBC Television Centre.
Yes.
Go to the props department.
Yes.
Get all the props from the Little Britain sketch where they do write the theme tune by all them big things and just keep handing them to him.
Like huge telephone and things like that.
Yeah. Ring, 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 ring. It's for you, Tom. And we get and wheel out the biggest phone, mobile phone you've ever seen. There you go.
Oh, okay. Fine. Any nice ones? Nice questions? No. Okay.
No. Do you know what? I'd like Tom Cruise. I think he's cool. Yeah. I do like him.
Will you come on the show?
Yeah, ask him, man.
Unfortunately, he's actually in Britain for about 9 hours on Sunday.
Know,
he's arriving, doing the premiere, and then leaving. But I'll ask for another time.
Good luck. When is that?
Sunday.
All right. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Best of luck for tonight.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Say that
mm-hmm. for Sam. Hopefully.
Okay.
I'll let her know that you fancy her, Dave.
Stand by, everybody. It's 9:27. White Stripes, Blue Orchid, BBC Radio 1. 30 minutes left. Comedy Jeff.
Hooray.
Rachel, go and ask Joe Wiley. She fancies starting half an hour early this morning. Really? Didn't think so.
She could be on with Roy Walker.
She's busy pre-recording all her links for this morning's show. Get a gospel. From Tupac coming up, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers after we get news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 9:31.
And the weather today, some cloud and drizzle around this morning in most places. What's that? What's that noise? Did you hear that? Should brighten up by the afternoon. Though, that's you. Crazy. Best of the sunshine in central and eastern England.
Stop.
What?
Stop. Isn't it meant to be a beautiful two?
A what?
Isn't it meant to be
a beautiful day today?
Beautiful. I love this equipment. You gotta be loving this. It's because it's. Isn't it a beautiful
day
to
die?
It will be. It will brighten up later. It could be 27 degrees in some parts of the south.
That is an absolutely gorgeous. die!
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day. I can say, see? Yes. It's a day, green, green, green.
So, apparently it's very muggy day.
It is muggy.
Today.
Mm. It felt muggy last night.
Close, I think is the word.
Mm. Close, humid and dank. Mm.
So the weather again for to
die
is...
Some cloud and drizzle around this morning in most places. In most places.
What's that?
The majority of...
Yugoslavia?
No, this is all UK
doesn't
weather.
Doesn't exist anymore.
This is all UK weather.
All right then, Constantinople?
It should brighten up by this afternoon though.
Right.
Okay, so what you've done there, you've got some drizzle and mist this morning, but then this afternoon, that's going to get better.
Great.
This is just for the UK.
Great.
Best of the sunshine, here we go.
Yes.
Best of the sunshine in central and eastern England.
Where's that?
That's the east. Sort of, you know, that way.
What about here?
We're east, southeast.
Are we?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So it's going to be all right.
Great. Beep, beep, one more
travel with Dominic Byrne. Now we clear that up. Today on One Road Travel, two lanes have been closed northbound. That's between Junction 29 and 30, that's Sheffield South. It's all because of the roadworks. That's how it looks today. Enjoy your Friday today. Beep, beep, One Road Travel with Dominic Byrne. It's 9:36.
Please, Dominic Byrne, explain the rules of this stupid game again. Sorry.
Chris and Dave are not allowed to use the words green or day. It's for the Radio 1 Green Day competition.
Why is it just myself and himself?
It's just the DJs on Radio 1. So Joe Wiley will be on at 10 o'clock. She, too, cannot say the word green or day in any context, whether that be today, yesterday, or, you know, whatever else. Then Colin and Edith from 1, they can't say it either. If every time a DJ says the word green or day, a pair of tickets goes to that person who spots it and texts in or phones in, and they get tickets.
How many pairs of tickets do we have to give away to...
Day. 20. That was me saying it. I'm allowed. Yeah. 20 pairs of tickets today. We've already given away shed loads, though. How many have we given away already?
Six pairs.
Six. Okay, fantastic. 14 pairs of tickets left today.
You love saying it, don't you?
I do, because you're squirming.
I'm an idiot.
What?
You.
Are you an American idiot?
You be the word that, that you've been saying.
I be what?
You just, when I do that.
Yeah.
Say that word.
Say the first word.
Say, what are you saying?
Day.
Right. And will you say the other word?
Green.
Right, so you're on that hand. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Good. So to.
Day.
We're giving away.
Green.
Day.
Tickets to see them in Milton Keynes. All
day.
To
day.
If you hear a Radio 1 DJ say either
green
or
day,
then call up and you can win tickets to see
green
day.
Timing, Dom. Come on, man. I'm waving my arms around like an idiot. You can win a pair of tickets to see Carrie
green.
You're leaving me hanging
green.
Don't read the text
green
day.
I didn't do it.
I know, but that's what it is, though, isn't it?
You can win a pair of tickets to see.
Green Day.
To green.
Oh.
It's even hard for us, Carrie.
I know.
Okay, I want you to swap the words now for you're going to be idiot and you're going to be total, okay? because you two seem like a pair of...
Total.
Idiots.
Thank you.
You're there flapping your arms like you're bringing planes in.
It's only a blooming fright.
Day.
Lovely.
Chris Moyles has a big gob with lots of things to say, while comedy is quiet and Ad is also quiet. And then there's Dom and Carrie, and they have to be serious. And Rachel's high on fruit juice drinks and looking quite delirious.
Green.
Day.
Green.
Day. Day.
Green.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Green.
Day. 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 Day.
National Radio.
There was a story that I wanted to tell earlier in the show, which I said I can't tell it because I was asked not to.
Mm.
Vernon Kay is on the radio tomorrow. Ask him. Tomorrow.
He's on tomorrow and after that.
Yes.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
can't wait to go home.
What was that?
Sorry, I'm drumming slightly too loudly.
Let's hear you.
I like that bit. Loser. Sorry.
I like Dominic's shirt today.
Thanks very much.
Oh, even you're saying it, right? What's
he's talking about my green T-shirt, aren't you, Roy?
That's not green.
That's amazing.
Thank you. That's green. What colour do you call that?
Grey.
It's not grey, it's green. You're colourblind. Yeah.
God, give me strength. It's a good job we're not chasing ratings.
That's right. Chasing ratings. Anyway, so I didn't speak anymore. Please tell me who's on line one.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Rachel and I'm from Derby.
Hey!
I have a friend who lives there.
Do you?
Yes.
Who's that?
Jose.
Oh, okay. Jose who?
Jose Smith.
Okay. Hello?
Rachel?
Yeah?
What the hell is wrong with your laugh?
Thanks.
Are you Sam from Big Brother?
No.
Right. You're one of those girls that laughs at anything?
Yeah.
Right. I hate girls like that.
Thanks.
Because when you strip naked in front of them, they laugh.
You know? They have a bit of a giggle.
I don't do it all the time.
I know. Don't say that. My boss is listening.
He's not going to see it.
See?
Okay. What do you do, Rachel?
I'm a nanny.
I can hear.
Yes.
Who do you look after?
Martha and Billy.
Martha. I kind of like the name Martha.
Do you? Yeah. I don't.
No?
Well, she's a very nice Martha.
I bet she is.
Mm. And Billy is a boy?
Yes.
Right.
Billy's a good name.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Where are you going now?
I'm going to go pick up Billy's birthday cake.
When is it Billy's birthday?
Tomorrow.
Oh! You even paused.
I even paused because I'm thinking in my head, no, I can say it because it's not the word tomorrow.
Sorry.
It's not your fault, Rachel.
Yes, it is. Can I say, though, Jocelyn has been winding me up all morning because every time she writes information for a caller, she's been writing to
day.
They are doing this, yeah. Or, you know,
that's
it's,
me
their,
saying
it's
day,
their birth
day.
To
day.
She's writing things like that, and it's really. Anyway, I have to move on. What car are you driving?
I'm driving a VW Golf.
Nice wheels. Let's see your horn. Yeah, great.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name? Where do you come from?
Hi, I'm Becky and I'm from Whitley.
Hey!
I have a friend who lives there.
He has.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Terry.
Terry? Don't know her.
Where are you from?
From Whitley in Leeds.
Hey. It's a Leeds lass.
Aye.
There'll be trouble. What do you do, Becky?
I work at a bank, but I'm looking for a new job at the moment.
Why?
Because it's rubbish.
Okay. Are you single?
I'm not, no.
Married?
No.
Okay. And what are you up to for the rest of the...
Day.
Yeah.
I am going to look for a job on the internet and get ready to go out tonight.
Lovely.
That's about it.
Dominic, you speak to her. I can't.
Oh, Chris, can I ask you, what are you doing today?
Yeah, go on, interview him.
What are you doing after this show, after you've gone and bugged Joe Wiley by saying Green Day?
I'm going to bed for the rest of the...
Day.
Yeah.
After you've had a pint, mind.
I think definitely a pint.
Good lad.
Yeah. I'm even, you know, what time do they open?
11.
11:30.
Can you persuade them to open earlier? Mm. I don't know. You know. Anyway, what are you driving?
a Vauxhall Astra.
Mm. Nice wheels.
Let's hear the horn then.
All right.
Hey!
It's a horn of plenty.
Indeed. Right. Are you ready to play the game?
Indeed.
Are you ready, Rachel?
Yes.
Fine.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
I want to go home.
So is that seven pairs of tickets we've given away now?
Yep. Yes. Mr. Fish has just bought a new house, but needs to get some people in to do some work on the place. He needs to get the plumbing sorted, have a couple of walls knocked down, and also get someone to look at the electrics as well, which are in a bit of a state. Problem is, Mr. Fish doesn't know any plumbers, or builders, or sparkies, so he's asking his mate Greg, in the pub, if he knows anybody.
You should speak to Jack,
says Greg. Who's that?
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Jack of all trades.
You're right! Yay! All right, show off. Well done. Come on, Rach.
Sorry.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Yeah, Martha.
That's Billy going...
No, that's Martha.
Martha going, Nanny Rachel's rubbish.
Yeah.
Got to get it right. Got to get the next one right to stay in the game.
Okay.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is now away on a thrill-seeker's adventure.
Weekend.
In Preston.
Nothing wrong with weekend.
I'm paranoid now, though. So doing all sorts of crazy things like hang gliding and whitewater rafting and... And...
And Green Day.
No, and two...
Day.
They're doing a spot of bungee jumping. Mr. Fish is there on the bungee platform now, getting the thing strapped around his ankles. He's just asking the fella if there's anything he needs to remember.
Just make sure...
He talks the same as the other fella.
Just make sure you have a quick look to make sure there's no one in the way before you leap off, says the instructor dude.
It's Becky again!
Look before you leap!
Look before you leap!
You're a winner!
Oi, I won't have any Soccer-Am references on this show.
Soccer-Am, I've never seen it in my life.
You sure it's good?
Hey, he's a Chelsea fan.
No way, yeah.
No way. Rachel.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I think Martha needs some attention.
I think so.
All right. Have a lovely...
Happy birthday to Bill, can I say thank you?
Okay.
Happy times.
Yeah, happy.
And I love Alid.
Okay.
Alid's very sweet.
Oh, you weirdo. Bye. Right, Becky, well done.
Cheers, Chris.
You haven't actually won out, but, you know.
Yeah, but I got the pleasure of talking to yourself, so that's all right.
And you're so right. What a pleasure that is.
It is. I'm really excited about it.
Tell me how excited you are.
I'm that excited that I want you to come.
See ya. I'm actually quite intrigued to see where that conversation, where that sentence was going. Right, it is 9:56. There are 4 minutes left of
today's
show, and that is Joe Wiley in pure hell. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Alrighty then. Rach, which one?
That one.
Yeah. I like the fact you're about to say... All right, say what are you going to say? I haven't rung him yet. Line two. There's no one there.
Welcome to the Orange Answer Phone. I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available.
Wicked.
Please leave your message after the tone. If you want to re-record your message...
Why would I want to?
...one at any time.
Hi, Sandra. It's Chris Moyles from Radio 1. We were going to give you tickets to see... Carrie?
Green Day!
But your answer phone was on. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye! If she was the chosen one, then do you know what? Give her a pair. Because Jocelyn's jumping up and down like some kind of demented lunatic next door. Well, she's probably going to come in and go, we've already called her. She's waiting on the line. Really?
Kind of, but she only her work number actually works. The mobile was for backup, but I mixed the numbers the wrong way around.
So okay.
If you call her work number...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Sure. Try that.
Yeah. Okay, so kind of our fault, but mainly yours.
Yeah.
The weather's meant to be very nice on Saturday.
Do I need to ask for her, or will she answer the phone?
She
and Sunday.
Hello, Sandra speaking.
Hi, Sandra. How are you this morning?
Fantastic, thank you.
We haven't done anything yet.
I know, I'm just talking to you, like, oh my God, everyone's going mental.
Everyone's going what?
Mental.
Mental?
Sorry, mental.
That's right.
Sorry.
That's okay. So, what happened then? Why did you ring up?
Because you messed up and you said it when you was talking to the car park catchphrase.
Yeah.
But I like your mess ups.
Well, Sandra, congratulations. You've just won a pair of tickets to see...
Oh, thank you so much!
Oh. What do you do, Sandra?
I work for a mortgage company.
You're kidding me.
No.
Wow, okay. Well,
everyone
well
gets a mortgage today. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you ever so much.
All right.
Who's your favourite radio station?
I reckon it's got to be Radio 1.
Brilliant.
Thank you very, very much.
That's it. Sell it, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Pure hell waits for Wiley. Have a good whatever. Oh, by the way, it's Will's last
day.
Shift.
Two.
Day.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Will. Good luck at Virgin.
Pure hell awaits Wiley.
I have never looked forward to a show less than this morning.